Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Steve Jones Show on a Thursday. It's opening day in Major League Baseball. It's the first day on campus for Penn State men's basketball coach Mike Rhodes, who's speaking to the media now as we speak. And that's where Steve is, so he'll be rejoining us in a little bit from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. A great sales staff that is there for you, not just there for the sale. They're there to save you money. All backed up by a great service department, ready to serve you with the diagnostics, the inspections, all the routine maintenance, and more of those awesome technicians being sought right now. So if you got some experience, looking for a first job, looking for a career change, they'd love to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com, or you can call Todd at 286-7746, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So we'll get to Mike Rhodes' press conference in a couple of minutes. We'll replay that for you. That was at 2:30 this afternoon. It just wrapped up, so we'll play that in a little bit. First, some scores from around Major League Baseball opening day. Yankees lead the Giants 3-0. Aaron Judge, in his first at-bat of the season, takes it deep to center field. Gleyber Torres homers for the Yankees, so that's a 3-0 start for them. Braves lead the Nationals 4-2. That's in the bottom of the sixth. Yankees are in the bottom of the seventh. Orioles lead the Red Sox 3-1, top of the fourth. Cubs and Brewers, no score, bottom third. Tigers, Rays, no score, top first. That just getting underway. Phillies and Rangers getting underway at 4:05 in Arlington. Mets, Marlins tonight at 4:10. Pirates, Reds at 4:10. So that's a quick look around Major League Baseball opening day. So we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we will have Mike Rhodes' press conference from earlier today from the BJC for his first day in Happy Valley. It is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Back here on the Steve Jones Show, Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve, we'll be back in the Sunbury Motors studio in a little while as he is just finishing up at the Mike Rhodes opening press conference at the BJC. It's his first day on campus, and we're going to replay some of that now. Got things started with Dr. Patrick Kraft, the VP of Intercollegiate Athletics at Penn State, to start things off, introducing head coach Mike Rhodes.
And fight for Penn State every single day, and was going to grind. You got to grind to be great. We also wanted to make sure we brought someone here that you all could be extremely proud of. And I am so grateful that we found that in Mike. Now, I tracked Mike's career, coach's career, for a while now. And when we had the opportunity to sit down with him, his passion for the game, his excitement for Penn State and Penn State basketball, and his love for his players blew us away. And the group that was with me, we walked out of that room, we're all like, well, we got to go get him now. We loved him from the start, and we wanted to run through a wall for him. He's a winner, hard stop. He's a winner, period. He knows how to win. He understands what it takes to win at every level. He's done it at Randolph-Macon. He did it at Rice. He's done it at VCU. He's a winner. He's going to recruit elite student athletes that have incredible character and fit our campus and will be great ambassadors for the brand. Mike is widely respected across the country for his coaching acumen, his leadership, and his work ethic. Everybody I talked to said that. He grew up Central PA guy, collegiately played Lebanon Valley. He understands what Penn State, that this community and our community means to the state of Pennsylvania. He gets it. Mike is a committed family man with Jody, Jody, Logan, Porter, Chase, and his family-centric focus fits who we are. His values are our values. I'm excited for all of you to get to know Coach. I'm excited for him to get to work. I welcome Jody, Logan, Porter, Chase to an amazing community. Buckle up. It's a special place. And I am excited to welcome our next head basketball coach, Mike Rhodes.
Legion of Blue, how we doing over there? Yes, sir. That's why we're here. We're here for you. We're here for the students. Penn State University is always about their students. Our basketball program here will be always about our students. Thank you to our president, Michael, Pat, and your awesome team. It's a special place just walking around here today. People look excited to be here. And how much fun it was to get to know everybody. I'm looking forward to building a great relationship with so many people. This is a great moment for my family, my staff, and now here at Penn State Basketball, this will become our family as well. I have to send my love and appreciation to all my former players and coaches who have been on this incredible journey with me. Thank you, and I love you all. If you sweat for me, invest your time and put everything you have into this, you become part of our family. A long time Jody and I have started that. If we're going to do this, we're going to do this way. It's going to be more than just a game. It's going to be about building relationships that go beyond the court and into people's lives and their future. We take great pride in that. And we're so excited to build more of these relationships and more people in our family here at Penn State. My family is here. My Schuylkill County family is here. Attendance will definitely come up a lot because there'll be a lot of road trips from Schuylkill County. If you put a Yingling truck out there, look out. My staff is here today. Jamal Brunt, Brent Scott, Jimmy Martelli, J.D. Byers, and Joe Crispin. I think you guys know that name. I used to always be the best shooter on the staff, but I know with Joe here, I'm definitely not. Today we're here to build on the excitement many witnessed this season and build on something that is bold, different, and aggressive. I want to say it again. We want to build something that is bold, different, and aggressive, and not be afraid. I know this. Like the people of this Commonwealth and this university, every day we're going to go to work. We will be blue collar. We will have dirt on our hands, and we'll be damn proud of it. That's who we are around here. That's who our basketball program is going to become. But man, we're going to be fast and exciting. We're going to play with an edge, and you will see the joy and excitement in our players. We have a lot of fun working really hard. We have more fun being together. We have the greatest fun succeeding together. But most importantly, as we thrive to be the program that we are going to make and build it to last, we're going to have student athletes that represent this university like so many people, with dignity, with class, with serving others, and going out into the real world and making Penn State University very proud. When I was going through some of this week, the number one thing that kept coming to my mind was the alignment of our president, the director of athletics, and the new basketball coach. I heard it, I felt it, and I just couldn't wait to get started. To see the alignment from the top to our leader and to coach or to coaches, that's not everywhere. That's special. And with that leadership and that commitment and that love, anything's possible. I'm honored to be your basketball coach. I'm honored to lead young men into battle. And like I said, we're going to be bold, different, and aggressive, and make no excuses about it. So Legion of Blue, you better get ready, because if you have as much excitement at games as I do and our players do, we're going to have a lot of fun together. And we came here to win, and we came here to win big. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for making my family feel like $1 million. And you know what? When they set foot here for good after school, they're going to see that how important this community is to this great university. So with all the love in my heart, we just want to say thank you so much. It's time to get to work. Let's go. Thank you.
Questions for the media members. If you raise your hand, we'll get a mic to you. Please introduce yourself and address your question to either Pat or Mike.
We working now?
Oh, wow.
Thanks, gentlemen, for your time today. Mark Brennan of Lions 247. Mike, I don't think you sign a 7-year deal unless you're looking at this as a destination job. If so, what makes this a destination job for you? And Pat, if I could follow up with you, typically Penn State does not make contract details for a basketball coach available. Can you let us know why you decided to do it in this instance? Thank you.
Well, number one, I think you see with all that. We're putting it all on the table so everybody knows what we're doing and the commitment. But I will say this. It's Penn State. I've known Penn State since I've been born. My dad used to drive us up here for a lot of different things. And I've seen games in Rec Hall. I worked basketball camps here. My sister went here. My brother went here. My dad went to graduate school here. It's a cool place, number one. Who wouldn't want to be here? And then you could get to coach basketball here. I mean, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be the head coach at Penn State every day and coach basketball and help young people pursue their dreams. Are you crazy? Why not? And why not now? And that's what I'm excited about.
Yeah, I know, in our conversations with the board and going through it, and I've told you all, I will be as transparent as humanly possible. I know I had to ignore all of your text messages every 5 minutes for the last 8 days. There's nothing personal to that. But we felt that we would show you exactly what we're doing, no more, no less, just like we do with football. So I think it was just in an effort to be very transparent.
John Sauber, Center Daily Times. Mike, first for you.
What is your plan for building this roster, given that right now you have three scholarship players that aren't in the transfer portal? And following up with Pat, was there an impetus to get this done quickly because of the state of the roster?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's the landscape of college basketball now, but I think it's more important to get everything right. I think that's, we owe it to the program, and you owe it to what you're trying to do to get it right. Now it's time to go recruit. It's time to build relationships with these young guys that are here. And I told them not too long ago, to build relationships, take two things, time and trust. I'm gonna give them my time, and hopefully that builds trust. And then we're gonna be very active recruiting. And that's why our staff is here, and that's what you gotta do. We gotta go build a roster. But I assure you this, we're gonna do it right. And we're going to do it so we build this to last. That's very important.
Yeah. I think when you go into a search, and having done a lot of these, you put your head down and you grind through it. It's one of the reasons why you have to have an incredible partner like I have, and two kids that understand it. Because you've got to just keep your blinders on and go. You need to stabilize the situation. And in this world, there's just a lot of factors. Yes, you know, you'd like to hire a guy the next day, but you also don't want to hurry it. And so you work 24/7 to make sure you get it right. And then when you get it right, you go. And when you find the right person, you go and get it. And you go get them. And so, you know, typically you want to move as fast as you can, but you don't want to make a mistake. And so that's just how I've done it. That's how the process is. But you can't take shortcuts in this process. And so you have to be very diligent, and you got to make the calls, and you got to really work it hard.
Nate Bauer at Blue White Illustrated, excuse me, back here. Mike, for you, obviously this is a kind of a changing landscape of college basketball in terms of the role of NIL in the sport and recruiting in the transfer portal. To what degree do you consider that an important piece of the puzzle to arriving here and to joining this program? And then, Pat, for you, to what level do you consider it a priority in establishing that?
Well, it's so important, right? To some people, it's everything to build a program. We're going to balance all that, but we're going to be very aggressive, like I said, in our pursuit of all of that. We're going to recruit. We're going to recruit really hard. We're going to continue to build this program to compete at a level we all want to compete. And to do that, it's a lot of hard work. It's a lot of making great decisions. It's a lot of investing in what you're trying to do. And we're going to do that diligently and intelligently. But yeah, we're going to be really aggressive without it. I'm here because we want to do that, but we're going to do it the right way.
Yeah, it's the world we live in right now, right? And we got to be aggressive, and we got to do it on every level. I've said it before, we have to have, everything we do has to be at the highest level. And so it's the same with that, and it's a part of the recruiting world we live in.
There you go. That's part one of the introductory press conference today with new men's basketball coach Mike Rhodes at Penn State and also Dr. Patrick Kraft. We'll play part two of that coming up next in the next half hour, and then Steve will be joining us shortly after that as he makes his way back from today's press conference at the BJC. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Back here on the Steve Jones Show on a Thursday. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be joining us once again from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Great selection of new and pre-owned inventory. And a great sales staff there to help you for your brand new car purchase. And all to back it up by a terrific service department as well, with the diagnostics, the inspections, all the routine maintenance. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. We just heard part one, Mike Rhodes' introductory press conference today, and Happy Valley at the BJC. Let's get to part two of that now. He's also joined, of course, by Dr. Patrick Kraft, the VP of Intercollegiate Athletics at Penn State.
Coach Anderle Penwell, WTAJ and Nittany Nation in the back here. What can we expect stylistically from you on the court? What is your message to your team about the type of basketball that we'll be playing?
You better be in shape, number one.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that. We're going to play with great freedom. We're going to play with a green light. We're going to have players that aren't looking over their shoulder at the coach if something went down. I want them to play with great instinct. I want them to play that you can see that they're well trained in playing in our style. What's that style? We're going to be very aggressive, especially on defense. We want to create opportunities all the time with our defense. We're going to let guys loose, let them go make plays. These are great athletes, great basketball players. So what I don't want to do is slow them down and put them on their heels. I want to put them on their toes and make them go fight at a high level. Offensively, we're going to play fast, and we're going to be very aggressive. We're going to share the basketball like my teams always have done. There's a great joy in the way we play, and that's very, very important. And people always say, can you play this way? Can you play that way? We're going to play to put our guys in the best position to succeed, but we're going to do it with great joy and great energy and have a lot of fun doing it. Because I know when players are having fun in the style of play, they get better and better all the time. That's really important.
Mike, Daniel Gallen with Lions 24/7. Bringing in Joe Crispin to your staff, how important was it to you to get someone with that Penn State connection, and what do you think he will bring?
Well, with no doubt about it, his pride in Penn State is something else, and he loves this place, and his wife was a student athlete here as well. I mean, that is great, but beyond that, Joe knows basketball. He was a pro. He's a successful college coach. He and I have talked basketball, and we all see the game similar and how we want to do things. And him bleeding on this court and sweating on this court adds to it. And if he can give that to the guys that we're going to have in this program and share that, I mean, that's a home run. I'm super excited that, and he has the same mentality as our staff. We're gonna outwork everybody, and we're gonna have an edge in recruiting, and we're gonna have an edge when we come out here to play anybody. He had that, we all saw that, and our staff has that, I have that. That's just who we are. To get another guy on our staff to have that and knows this place and loves this place, that's a big deal for me.
Hey, Coach, Andrew Calista from Fox 43.
How you doing, Andrew?
Not too bad. You mentioned bold and being aggressive. With the style of play that you guys and your staff want to run in the portal era and on the recruiting trail, where do you balance getting the best player available to the best fit coming in here for Penn State?
Yeah, it's a balancing act all the time. Number one, it's their character, Andrew. We want to have guys with unbelievable character and competitive character. That goes a long way, but you know, being bold, different, and aggressive with lots of skill, you could find that. And this is Penn State. Penn State has had unbelievable athletes, student athletes, for a long, long time. And those are the guys we're gonna find and cultivate to play basketball at Penn State.
Evan Smith, Nittany Central and Shots Gotta Fall podcast. It's been a wild 3.5 years for Penn State basketball, fourth coach in that time. Can you speak to some of the steps that you're going to take to provide some stability to the program, not just this year, but next year and moving forward?
Well, the level of commitment from our staff to our players is number one. You know, that's the greatest thing that we could do with these guys is work them hard, but love them harder. Make it bigger than just showing up every day. That's really important. But we're committed, and this is what is what is great for me as the new coach here is the alignment of our president and our athletic department and our coaches to building this the way we need to. When we were talking, about a plan and building it to last, not to get just hot. We're gonna build this, and I'm committed to building this to last and to make it so successful that everybody wants to come here, not just to play basketball, but to watch us play and be a part of it. And you have to have a commitment from everybody. And we're always, this is Penn State, you're always gonna do it the right way and with great class and dignity, but you could win big that way too, without a doubt. And we have a plan to do that.
Hey, Coach, Jared Phillips, ABC 27 in Harrisburg. I know coming back up here, I'm sure some memories flooded back in. You were a star at Lebanon Valley College. I was just wondering if maybe some of those good old days popped in your head when coming back here to Pennsylvania.
The shorts were a lot shorter, I'll tell you that. My wife was a year behind me at Lebanon Valley, and we were flying up, and we just started shaking our head with smiles on our faces, like, can you believe this? And we've had a lot of that. We had a lot of tears this week. Sad tears of leaving a place we love, but happy tears of, man, this is going to be so much fun. And we could share our joy and our love with so many people around here. That's what we're excited about. Yeah, there are a lot of memories. I've got texts and calls from all my boys from Lebanon Valley that I played with and won a national championship with. And I had my best friend from home fill out a season ticket thing for his whole family. Like, just so much cool stuff. All the coaches in Pennsylvania that I heard from in the last 24 hours. And, you know, that's what it takes. It takes all of us to just be a little bit more in than a lot more in than totally in. And that's how you build something that becomes bigger than all of us.
John Sauber, Sunday Daily Times. Could you both lay out the process on your respective ends of how this played out, when you made contact, and when the decision was finally made on both ends that this was the right move?
I'll answer this for him. We'll keep the search process to ourselves. I don't think that's fair to anybody involved in the search and what happened. That's more of a question for me than coach. And I told you, it's a very diligent process. You got to be very meticulous in a search. You got to work the phones, and you got to do a lot. And it is not, it takes a lot of time, but we're not going to get into the specifics of how the search went and all that.
Mike Rose from Lancaster. How you doing, buddy? Good. Lot of good basketball players in Philadelphia. How connected do you feel to recruiting there, and how much priority do you think it is as Penn State's coach to make a big hit in that area?
Hire Martelli. How about that? I think recruiting, and I understand that question. There's certain areas that you want to recruit, but recruiting is relationships, and we have a staff that have lots and lots of relationships because they've been doing this for a long time at a high level, and so you build relationships over time that become friendships, and they have players or they have connections to recommend players to you based on your relationship and how you do your job and how you take care of kids. That's recruiting to me. We will live in Philadelphia. But there's a lot of other places we will live too. Now, I've always said this is Penn State University. Everybody knows that. This is a world-class university. And the relationships we have with people all over are going to have people excited about playing basketball here. I can assure you that. So, yes, everybody around here, we're going to recruit around here, but we're going to recruit and go get the kids that we want to see come here and win big.
Mike, Daniel Gallen from Lions 24/7 again. To piggyback kind of off what John asked, when you hear from Penn State, as someone from here and in college basketball, what was kind of your first reaction? And following this program from afar, I know you guys intersected 2 years ago at the game here. What has kind of been your perception of Penn State, from afar?
Well, I've always loved Penn State from a kid there. It's Penn State. Come on. I'm 2 hours away. I grew up in Schuylkill County. I mean, last year, Jody and I sat out on our back porch and watched Penn State Iowa wrestling. I have a Penn State wrestling t-shirt. I have Penn State basketball t-shirts now. So that part of it. The conversation that Pat and I had was as real as you can get. Rhodesy, what do you need to make this place great? And we have a plan, and we're going to pursue that plan, and we're going to pursue it the right way. And then speaking with the president and her excitement and her commitment to athletics and to basketball, why not? Think about how awesome this could be. And my wife saw it on my face. And that right there, the excitement of the president about Penn State basketball, the excitement of your director of athletics about Penn State basketball. And for me, growing up my whole life, and it's Penn State, let's do it. Let's do it. And we're not looking back.
Hey, Mike, nice to meet you. Travis Johnson for the Associated Press.
Hey, Travis.
Hi, nice to meet you. Have you had a chance to tour, look at the facilities, some of the resources that you'll have at your fingertips? And if not, what, I guess, could you anticipate making recommendations at a certain point for what you see things, maybe for how you see things maybe being able to be improved? A
lot of cool stuff. I walked around. Don't worry, I'm that guy at 6 in the morning at 11 o'clock at night that walk around and think of this and think that. And I told the president the other day that I'm a pit bull with manners. I have no problem to say that. You always got to be pushing to get better. Everything around our program, we're going to challenge to get better all the time. I'm going to challenge myself as a basketball coach. I'm going to challenge our staff to learn more. How do we communicate differently and better with our guys? All that, and the coaching part and the relationship part is number one. But the next part of it is, what can we do to continue to push the program and our student athletes forward? So there's short-term lists, there's long-term lists, and I'm that guy that I'm not afraid to have a meeting, or I'm not afraid to have that conversation. What if? Why not? So that's just me. That's just me, and there's a way to do that. There's a way to do it, and so as we move along here, we will continue to push forward without a doubt, and we want to give our players the greatest experience they ever could have as a student athlete and playing basketball at Penn State. And you do that by taking care of them in so many different ways, and we're going to push that all the time.
Thank you all very much for coming today, and a very heartfelt welcome to Nittany Nation to Coach Rhodes and his family, and we'll see you back in the BJC in November. Thanks all.
And that is the press conference today for new Penn State men's basketball coach Mike Rhodes, coming back home to Central PA from his days at VCU, bringing his entire staff with him, but also adding former Nittany Lion Joe Crispin. So that's an impressive-looking staff that he's got there. I think you have to be happy if you're a Penn State fan with everything that you heard from both Pat Kraft and from Mike Rhodes. And the number one thing for me is, how much was he going to emphasize that he's here for long term? And I think he got a pretty good idea of that he's here to stay. And so that's a good sign for Penn State. And lots of other good stuff to break down from that press conference. Steve is on his way back from the press conference. He'll join us in a little bit from the Sunbury Motor Studio. We'll take a quick break. We come back, we'll continue the reaction, plus another look at Major League Baseball opening day. We have our first final of the day. All that coming up here on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Sunbury Motors. Back here on the Steve Jones Show, Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve is on his way back from today's opening press conference for new Penn State men's basketball coach Mike Rhodes. Just wrapped up a little while ago. If you missed any of that, you'll hear it on the podcast a little bit later on once we're done here today. So Steve should be joining us in the next hour, in the final hour of the show as he makes his way back from the BJC. And he'll be in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. It's also opening day across Major League Baseball. Look at the scoreboard there. The Yankees, first game going final. They cruise to a 5-0 win today over the San Francisco Giants. Gerrit Cole, 6 shutout innings. Had 10 strikeouts, which was a new Yankee record. Aaron Judge going deep to center field in his first at bat. Gleyber Torres with a 2-run shot as well. And you had Anthony Volpe making his Major League debut at shortstop. He had a walk in his first at bat, had a stolen base, made a couple plays in the field. So that was a good start for the kid as well. So a good start there for the Yankees. Braves, Nationals. Braves lead 4-2, top of the 9th. Orioles leading the Red Sox 8-2, heading to the bottom of the 5th. Cubs lead the Brewers 4-0 in the top of the 6th. Rays lead the Tigers 1-0, and that is heading now to the top of the 4th. Rest of today, Phillies and Rangers coming up in a little bit at 4:05 down in Arlington. Twins Royals at 4:10. Mets Marlins at 4:10. Pirates Reds at 4:10. And for the Pirates today, you've got Keller on the mound. And Andrew McCutchen, of course, back in a Pirate uniform. He's going to hit third today as the DH. O'Neill Cruz is leading off. Brian Reynolds in left. Santana at first. Smith and Jiba at right. Key Brian Hayes at third. Zawinski at center. Bay at second. Hedgins at catcher. Your Phillies lineup, of course, Aaron Nola is taking the hill today. For the Phillies, he'll face Jacob DeGrom, of course, signed the big contract with the Rangers in the offseason. Phillies lineup looks like this. Trey Turner at short. Schwarber in DH. Real Muto at catcher. Derek Hall at first. Castellanos in right. Stott at second. Bohm at third. Cave in left. Marsh in center field. There he is. He's back. Man,
your guy hit a home run in his first at-bat.
Yes, sir. Nice start to the season.
And he will pull a hamstring by May 15th. All right, so you're going to sit back. Oh, God, what did we do?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Won't play for America, but that's all right. We're good. Yeah, I saw the Phillies lineup. Very nice. Nola's going to pitch today. Good. It's opening day. Isn't that great? Feels great. You have opening day back. Baseball back. Big crowd at the Rays game today. I think they got 5,000, right?
No. Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Playing Detroit. Everybody come on out. You know the bothersome part about this? Tampa Bay's good. Just some reason.
Now, don't even get me started with that fan base.
Well, but St. Petersburg, obviously I've done the Outback Bowl several times, so I've got a little feel for the area. And I've done basketball down there, too. And to be honest with you, getting over to St. Petersburg, that's not easy to do, Matt. It's just the ballpark's not in a great spot. To be honest, it's not in Tampa. It's in St. Pete. So, I don't know.
And not a glamorous place either. We've had that conversation before.
Right. But it was built, you know what? But you got to remember, it was built during that time, too. You know, during that time, that's the kind of ballpark that was being built. That's where UConn's in the Final Four. You know where UConn won their first national title? Was in that building. And everybody that's in that building says it's dreadful. Dreadful. Let's see here. So the Yankees won 5-0. And, God, Judge is hitting 500 already. God, what a player.
All right.
He pulled a hammy. All set. Let's see. Here's the other part I'm interested in. Time of the game. Did you see the time of the game? 2 hours and 33 minutes.
Yep.
That's what they're looking for. That's what they're looking for. Sunny day like this, you know, it's not the warmest, but if you can, you can get games to be in that 2.5 to 2:45 range, people are going to say, hey, let's go to the ballpark. It's not going to eat up all our entire night. I guess we have to get to your rant of the day.
I'm always ready.
That's a problem.